Hi, this is Joe Taylor with On Faith's Edge. You are listening to a segment-only episode of On Faith's Edge with Christian entrepreneur Hank Pryor of Kingdom Productions. To hear the entire episode, go to onfaithsedge.com. I am with Hank Pryor. Hank is the founder, president, and chief imagineer at Kingdom Productions. His meteoric rise to a real mover and shaker in his field took a mere 20 years. If you've been to a zoo in St. Louis, Denver, Detroit, Cincinnati, or other cities across the country, you've seen his award-winning work. Hank's organization designs and fabricates themed environments, and they are absolutely amazing at it. But this isn't a commercial about Hank's business. What makes Hank's story so amazing is his unwavering faith and commitment to run his business in a way that brings honor to God. This hasn't been without its struggles, however, and we'll discuss that, Hank's principles of success, and how he himself lived on Faith's Edge. Hello, my friend.
Hello, Joe.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing fine.
Yeah, you're a hard one to track down. What part of the country are you in now?
Well, I'm at home.
Okay.
In between a strip visit to a museum in St. Louis, and we'll be heading to Columbia, South Carolina in a couple weeks.
Yeah, for a number of years, I've been watching your business, and my gosh, it, especially over the past few years, it has absolutely exploded, hasn't it?
Yes, it sure has.
Hank's a pretty humble guy. So you won't hear a lot of bragging out of him. So to get some of his secrets of success and what's going on in his life and how well his business is going, it's going to take a lot of pulling. So bear with me, folks. Okay. before we begin, Hank, give us just your kind of 1 minute commercial about what Kingdom Productions does and kind of your personal mission for the company.
Our niche has become, we do themed environments for cultural attractions. And our mission is just to honor God in all aspects of what we do and how we do it. In the way we treat our clients, our vendors, our employees, to even reaching outside of the business to support Kingdom work, thus the name of the business, Kingdom Productions,
mm-hmm.
bears that name on purpose. So, God's kingdom being priorities, and that I feel like this is all for his purposes, so he guides it, and we try to operate accordingly.
Excellent. Well, you probably answered my first question, but we'll go ahead and ask it anyways. This is a show about faith and living a life of faith, everything from messy to fulfilling. I'd like to start these interviews with a very direct and overt question. Hank, do you believe in God?
Certainly.
How did you come to that decision?
In my early 20s, having grown up in a home that was highly dysfunctional and kind of unhappy, childhood, home life, I guess I could say, mostly. After a couple of years of college, and kind of really headed down the wrong path myself. Had a friend, and it was God's pursuit of me to help me kind of recognize his and receive the gospel message that I was a sinner and that I needed reconciled to God, and he provided the forgiveness and all I needed to believe, and so I chose to do that. And of course, it's been a journey ever since, and it's been a really great ride.
You said something, Hank. God's pursuit of you. I'm not sure people actually look at it like God's pursuing them. It's just people tend to look at it like, well, this whole church thing seems neat. Let's just start going to church. How did you know God was pursuing you?
Well, because I wasn't pursuing him.
So he found
and
you,
and
huh?
I kept running into, a lot of us through people and other circumstances that sort of presented the gospel message. And once I kind of started making sense to me, then, I think God sort of granted me the grace to kind of have my eyes open to realize that this is true. And once I recognized that, then I made a choice to find out more and to act in faith. Of course, when we talk about living our faith, that really means that we respond as if we believe what we have heard. So,
right.
Did
you, in this journey of faith of yours, Hank, did you ever question your faith in God? Did you ever sit back and say, okay, I made this decision X number of months, X number of years back, but gosh, I don't know.
Well, certainly it's been challenged. If we go by circumstances, that's it's easy to waver and even, kind of just walk away. But I don't know. I almost have to say that God's grace has just kept me from doubting so much that I would even consider giving it up.
Interesting.
Because he's proven himself over and over again, and even in the difficult struggles, which there have been, many over the years, but still in the midst of that, I just have always sensed it and trusted his word that he's there, and this is not just a passing emotional experience, but it's one of true conversion. It's too deep to walk away from.
Yeah, I mean the whole idea of what you said, a passing emotional experience. I think we've all kind of had that in our lives when we've had something, we've participated in some activity or some event, and we're on this high from the event, but eventually that high leaves. And even in the walk of faith, I think in the very beginning we have a certain elevated emotion. There's a certain elevated emotional aspect to our faith that's in the very beginning, and we have those, we have these up and down trends in our faith, but there's always a consistent truth to it that isn't the same as when you have an event that you've participated in, or some success, or some athletic competition, or whatever it might be. Can we talk a little bit about you as an entrepreneur and your quote unquote success and how your faith fits in it all?
Sure.
When did you start Kingdom Productions, or when did you begin in business? Has it always been Kingdom Productions?
No, actually, I've been on this entrepreneurial journey with this particular goal in mind. Truly, it was probably 20, I think that's the last I put a number on it, like 26 years ago or something.
Wow.
I actually worked at for a ministry called King Challenge, and I
was that you said King ran. Challenge or Teen Challenge?
Teen Challenge, T-E-N Challenge in Milford, Ohio. I was hired to develop and run a vocational program. After a couple of years there, there was just some stirring in me, feeling like this entrepreneurial thing. There was something to that, and didn't really understand what that meant. But I spent a few months in some real focused study of the Bible, and you know, dedicated time to pray and kind of see what there might be to that stirring. And out of that time, I really came out of the way with feeling like some real direction for my life and purpose and all that. And what is now Kingdom Productions, of course, it took 20-something years for all that to develop. I walked out of that time with a file folder of a lot of notes and charts and sketches and stuff that sort of what now I pieced together and realized that that's what I'm doing now. Of course, I was naive enough to jump into it and thinking that was going to happen overnight. And there began the journey of some of the struggles and just realities of life, and you know, recognize it's a lot of hard work and trust and faith and perseverance.
You know, in my introduction to you, Hank, I kind of tongue in cheek alluded to your meteoric rise to a real mover and shaker in your field, and I used the word, like I said, meteoric rise, kind of tongue in cheek. Where was your business 5 years ago?
Oh, major struggle. Yeah, it was just doing anything I could to just survive, and had been, you know, for the 15 before that, and wasn't without hard work even then. Yeah, it was quite a struggle. Had the vision, but
so you're working, you even 5 years ago you were working hard, huh?
Oh yeah.
How was in those lean times, in those leaner years, did you ever face a time, Hank, when compromising your principles of faith seemed like the right thing to do?
Well, it never seemed like the right thing. I mean, that was never, the temptation has always been there, and I have to be, honest about the fact that, you know, I have failed, oftentimes, most of the time, I think I could honestly say that I've never, failed with the wrong motives, but, you know, as we all know, that sometimes in life you're presented with difficult circumstances and there seems to be no positive options, you know. And
right.
But I think the commitment to try to honor God even in those difficult situations, He honors that. But yeah, it is. There are many, many opportunities to compromise and do the wrong thing, for sure.
And God seeing you through those times is, when you look back, it's kind of like when you saw that, that's when He showed up the most, huh?
Yeah, there definitely were times when there were no other options. Trust God and or go under.
Yeah.
And
you know, some people might say that, Hank, that a successful entrepreneur usually just gets lucky. You know, I've always kind of believed that luck is where preparation meets opportunity. How did God prepare you for success?
Well, it's interesting that you used that little phrase there. When I heard that, I thought, "Oh, that's a really good, a good way to put it." But I, in the last couple of years, I've kind of had gain a little more perspective on that whole concept.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the reality is we control the preparation. But I think, and I've learned, this is the difference, is what's changed for me in the last few years, is I've learned to let God control opportunities.
Hmm.
And he orchestrates people we meet, circumstances, and if we're diligent and work hard and become skilled at our craft, and we do the preparation. I've found that when I've aligned with this concept, God has orchestrated so many opportunities that I couldn't hire the slickest sales staff, the greatest marketing team. Now you have to do that stuff. I'm not saying that you don't, but when opportunities knock at my door, there's no question in my mind how those have come. And I've been walking in that for the last 2.5 years, and it's amazing. I'm totally convinced that concept, God controls the opportunities.
So
and when a man's ways please the Lord, you know, of course, in Proverbs says even his enemies are at peace. Well, if his enemies are at peace, then other people that are not his enemies are at peace with him, and there's favor, and that's sort of, I think, as far as the focus is obedience and pleasing God, we'll see some amazing things.
Do you find that obedience and pleasing God difficult in business? Especially because, Hank, you're not in a Christian business. Like, you're not a minister or a pastor, or you're not running some kind of orphanage or some nonprofit organization sending people to Haiti to minister them. You're in a secular business, right? I mean, your business is secular. It's named Kingdom Productions. We know that, but it's a secular business, doing business with secular businesses, right? So there has to come a time that you know, you're faced with those secular challenges to keep your, you know, I don't want to say sacrifice because we already addressed that, but just kind of to live in God's opportunity and continue to live in God's opportunity in that secular world. Do you find that difficult? Do you find that interesting? What do you think about what I just said?
It's certainly interesting, at times difficult, but using the scripture of setting your face like flint,
mm-hmm.
With a conviction and a commitment to honor God and walk away from situations that compromise that, no matter what kind of dollar value is attached to or what seems to be attached to, you know, whether it be opportunities or relationships or whatever. I've always found that those are the times when I think, Moses said in Deuteronomy, talking to the children of Israel, saying that I basically brought you through the desert and, you know, and all these struggles and all that stuff to prove and test what's in your heart, whether you would serve me or not. And when we pass that test, I think it's positioned us. This is just my description of it. I think there's some biblical truth to it, but is that we're blessable.
Okay.
We're under the umbrella of God's blessing, or I don't know, umbrella, that sounds like it almost keeps it away from us, but we're under God, you know, in a position to be blessed, you know, and if we're not obedient, then we're not. Even though God's grace is God's grace, and he reigns on the just and the unjust and all that, but I think there's a place to be blessable, and that's obedience to what he has revealed to us in the scripture.
Absolutely.
And, so,
you know, I've heard you even in the short period of time we've been talking, Hank. You know, you've quoted some scripture, very poignant scripture. The busier you get, you know, one faith struggle or one struggle of living a life of faith is staying in the Word of God. The busier you get, you know, time to be in the Bible has had to have waned, hasn't it?
No. Actually, a direct correlation to what you, I know you have to put a name to it, you call it success, but...
quote-unquote success.
Yeah. Actually, it's the total opposite, because that is when things started to change for me. I don't know if it's... I hesitate to kind of say how long I spend in the scripture, but because I don't want it to sound like
you don't want to make the rest of us look bad, do you?
Yeah, well, I don't want to sound like I'm, you know, boasting about anything, but I get up much earlier than I once did, and I spend a lot more time every day than I once did.
Hmm.
And it means everything to me. And my whole, I have been able to, and this is God's grace. Because I went for many, many years not doing this. And God has just really given me a love for his word and has been gracious enough to, reveal himself, which is, you know, what the scripture is God's revelation of himself to us, and love for that. And it's every day, I get up and spend quite a bit of time. And that's why I was saying about the orchestration, God orchestrating, opportunities. It's like, I spend my time in the scripture and time with God, and he takes care of the business. Now, I don't want to sound goofy about that, you know, because some people are just, they don't put any effort, any work, you know, they don't try to be smart and, you know, polished at their craft and all that kind of stuff. I'm not saying that. You have to do those things,
right.
But
reading the Bible, reading the Bible doesn't give you somehow magic Jesus dust that makes everything successful.
No, but it's. I think for true success, you can't live without it.
Right.
I will go that far.
But God honors the work you do.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me, Hank, about a breakthrough moment when you realized, hey, man, this thing just might work.
Actually, I don't know that I can. There's kind of been a season, which I was just describing, when I recognized, oh, this is a thought that I just had. I wanted to point out that when this transition happened to my prioritizing my life, not to strive to have a successful business, but to strive to know God and to honor God,
mm-hmm.
in the business, the striving has ended. Striving, by that I mean all the pushing and just working so hard, and it's almost like there was such a resistance. And sometimes, like, I wonder if it's some of that is not God resisting us to get us to a place where we submit to him. Then he makes the way for you. And I can speak from my own experience. That's kind of how things unfolded over the last 20-something years is part of it, even though I was, you know, trying to do what I thought God wanted me to do, but I was trying to do it on my own and not giving him the rightful place. And I think he was really resisting that success because it's different than it was. And again,
man, you use this concept, and I can't, since you said it just a few minutes ago, I just can't get it out of my head. The idea of you're not striving anymore, mm-hmm. Hank, and for X decades, 2 decades, you were striving.
Yeah.
And you're not striving anymore.
I've described it a number of times to different folks in conversation. I feel like over the last 3.5 years, I've been on a vacation. and that, you know, in most people's minds is, how in the world can that be? But it's the removal of that striving.
Right.
And when that's gone, and God's making your way, and you just, another term we kind of use here at home is, we're just following the cloud. Hmm. You know, it's just so much easier. And that doesn't mean that there's not, you know, life, you know, presents difficulties, and not everything goes your way and all that stuff, but still the end result is God makes a way, and it's nice to not strive.
Amen. You know,
vacation. I recommend it for my problems.
It's easy to,
Bob Wiley says, take a vacation from this problem.
It's past few years have been easy to go to bed at night and easy to wake up, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, I was recently reading, Hank, where you won a pretty prestigious award for innovative business practices. Now, with all the humility you can muster, brother, why do you think you won this award?
Why do I think I won it?
Yeah.
We won it? Well, part of it is, it was we. I think, you know, what has happened, not only, you know, opportunities being orchestrated, but we've, I don't put ads in the paper and go with headhunters and that kind of thing. The team that we have are so talented and so professional that, and they just have come to me, and it's really amazing. These fellows are just super talent, and you know, we try to go above and beyond you know, expectations of our clients, and that's pretty good business practice.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen
you're
work.
Talking about being difficult, or you know, in the secular, trying to operate by Christian principles in a secular world, where, you know, many don't care to have much to do with the things of God, but most people would like to be treated better than they expect, and somebody looking out for their well-being and their interests, and that's part of our mission statement, is that honoring God reflects in those kind of things, you know, and when they receive superior products or services, or, you know, more than they paid for or expected to get, who doesn't want that, you know?
Absolutely.
And, that really kind of makes some of this. Reflect on God, I think, in a good way.
You know, to under-promise and over-deliver is certainly a biblical principle, isn't it, Hank?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, you've been using the word, like, we and team, and I've seen your work, man, your team's work. The word talent, I'm not sure describes it. It is just phenomenal, and it really makes, you know, impact when you see, especially when you see it in the setting, the impact that it has on this, on the surrounding area is just, you know, you see people taking pictures in front of a food stand, for crying out loud. What is that all about? You know,
yeah.
What is that all about?
It works. It really works. And, yeah. In the business world, our clients, the bottom line matters. And several cases in different projects that we have done, you know, it's directly affected their bottom line sometimes as much as, I think one project was 273%. It went from $90,000 a year in sales to 300 and
holy smoke,
63%. $363,000.
And the only variable that changed was your work, was the work you did.
Well, I'm sure there were other factors, but the primary impact was what we had done. And they made that real clear to us. And as a matter of fact, they use it in their advertising and marketing.
Hey, let me ask you kind of an interesting question, Hank. In the same spirit of saying, you know, team, and you're not doing it alone. What single person, and Hank, you're not allowed to say Jesus, had the biggest impact in your business success?
Well, I'll tell you, somebody that has made a significant impact. His name's John Melvin.
Mm-hmm.
He's the director of Small Business Development Center in our area, our region, Claremont County, you know, eastern Cincinnati, you know, east side of Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
A retired businessman that he does this because he loves it. And the program, it offers free business counseling to anybody in business or wants to go in business. And I've been getting with him for probably the last 8.5 years. Started when I was in my garage. And, most entrepreneurs are good at a lot of things, but there are some areas that you're weak in. And so I somehow figured out that I needed to get some support in the stuff that I wasn't all that strong in. And he's helped tremendously. And so he's been a big part. I think maybe, sitting here, some people would think, well, you got to say that. Next to Jesus, you got to say your wife.
Yeah, well, yeah.
But that's really, she's probably...
Goes without saying, doesn't it?
What's that?
I said it kind of goes without saying, doesn't it?
Yeah, but it's true.
Yeah, absolutely.
She's been quite the pioneer woman, willing to sacrifice and just stick in here with me and still, believe that when everything was running the opposite direction of success, she still hung in here and,
And believed in you, huh? Believed in you and believed what God was doing with you, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's take a few minutes here as we wind up. I'd like to do something called a round of instant insight. So let's do a round of instant insight into Hank Pryor. Okay. This is where I ask you quick questions You respond with answers that'll make us feel like your best friend when we're done. Fair enough?
Well, yeah, but I don't know that there may be quick questions that I wouldn't expect quick answers.
You just answer any way you want. I won't give any input or any response. You just answer however you want, okay?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Fill in the last blank. The most important things in the world to me are my faith, my family, my church, my business, and my...
my obedience.
Great. Fill in this blank. Business is...
fulfilling.
Family is...
the most important.
God is...
everything.
My next big business move is...
purchase of a building.
I'm afraid of...
not much.
Perfect.
Anymore.
PC or Mac?
Mac.
iPhone or Android?
iPhone.
Beer, wine, or apple juice?
If anything, beer.
What single Bible passage has the most meaning to you?
Joshua 1:8.
And that is?
Where...
paraphrase is fine, brother.
Paraphrasing, just that meditate on the word day and night so that you make your way prosperous and have good success.
And what...
obey.
Obey. Yeah. Put some emphasis on that. What did that mean to you?
To me?
Yeah.
I think, scripture doesn't have the impact unless you obey it. And we don't give God the full reign to act on our behalf and do what he chooses unless we obey.
It's not enough just to read it. You have to take it to heart and obey.
Yeah.
Do you have a non-Bible quote that means the most to you?
Well, lately it's been that statement that preparation and opportunity intersect.
Yeah. Luck is when...
The additional... we control the preparation and God controls the opportunity.
Absolutely. How would you define success, Hank?
Fully yielded to God's purposes.
Fully yielded to God's purposes.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Finally, as we wrap up, what would you say to somebody that's living right on faith's edge, making that choice to believe or not to believe in God?
The Bible is the source of all the truth. And if it's someone's on the edge that doesn't have any knowledge of the scriptures, to get in a Bible preaching church and seek out someone whose life reflects the truth of the scripture and get them to help mentor you.
Hank, I can't tell you how much I appreciate having you on the show today. It's been an absolute honor talking to a real man of God. I certainly appreciate your time.
Well, it's enjoyable, Joe.
Thanks, man. I really appreciate it. Have a great night, and God bless, brother.
All right.
Hank has a phenomenal story. Thank you again, Hank. Before we wrapped up, Hank wanted me to let you know that if you want to talk faith life, or business, he would absolutely love to hear from you. So head on over to Facebook and look up Kingdom Productions. I don't know what his Facebook page is, but just look up Kingdom Productions on Facebook, or you can find the link directly to his page on today's show notes at onfaithsedge.com/002. Again, that's onfaithsedge.com/002.